This is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison from Asset Protection Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 25 years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now, here is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison.
Hello again, and welcome to Wealth Talk. My name is Gary Garrison from Little Rock's Asset Protection Wealth Management. So as Halloween approaches, it's not just the haunted houses that can give us chills, and sometimes it's the thought of retirement. For many baby boomers and Gen Xers, the workday slog may be ending soon, but lurking questions remain. How much money will you really need? Are your 401ks, IRAs, and pensions alive and well, or turning into financial zombies? When is the right time to awaken Social Securities? So, with Halloween coming up very, very soon, we thought we would make a little play on the Halloween terms and talk about this today. It's very, very important. But before we get into this topic and enter this crypt of conversation, let me welcome my spooky guest, Mr. Tony Shore. Tony, it's great to have you again. And how's everything been going for you?
Oh, really good, Gary. Things are great. Glad to be here. You know, the week's been a good one. I'm excited about Halloween, and I like seeing the little kids and all the little costumes, handing out candy to them. I used to love taking my kids when they were little trick-or-treat.
Yeah. Right? Oh, sure. That's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really good. I think it's a fun time of year. And I don't know what's scarier, though, carving a jack-o'-lantern without using a stencil or help, or carving out a retirement strategy without working with Gary Garrison.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That
is so, you know,
and it's true. Look, Tony, sometimes of this, you know, we're making light of it due to Halloween, but sometimes these things that we're talking about are really scary for people. They truly are, especially as they ebb and flow through work and they get closer to their retirement years. There's a lot of fears out there looming. They're looming like Halloween shadows. I mean, it's, you know, they're wondering how it's going to all work out. So we're going to jump right into that here in the first segment. And so we're going to be referring to a Kiplinger magazine article, 16 Retirement Mistakes You Will Regret Forever. Okay, that ought to catch some people's attention. The first one is retirement fears. Again, they loom like Halloween shadows. So what we're talking about are baby boomers and Gen Xers are wondering how much they're going to need, whether their savings will hold up, and when to claim Social Security. And I can make that one a lot easier. First of all, just talking about Social Security, we can knock this one out easily, because if you give us a call at Asset Protection Wealth Management, we can help with the Social Security part of this equation, because we have available, and there's no charge to the listeners, if they want to call in and say, hey, I want to get that Social Security maximization report. Listen, guys, I'm not kidding. It will tell you all the way down to the exact year and month as to when you should start taking Social Security to get the most out of it during your lifetime. It's a proprietary report. You can't get it from Social Security Administration. In fact, they're forbidden from giving financial advice. But it's a really, really nice report. And if you're married, it'll incorporate both spouses into the picture. So reach out to us, give us a call if you're interested in getting that Social Security max report. It's unlike anything I've seen. 20,000 calculations go into that report. It's in color, it's beautiful. Give us a call. So that'll knock that one out for people. But determining how much money you're going to need in retirement and whether your savings will be enough, we can also help with that. We have another plan, a proprietary report that is customized for each individual. It's not a cookie cutter plan that we use for everybody, but everybody's numbers are different. And it'll tell you that. It's called the Retirement Compass Report. And it'll tell you, you know, it'll show you what you need. It'll show you how your investments will hold up. It'll show you, is there a chance we could ever run out of money in retirement? Since that is the number one question people ask when they come in to see us here about retiring. A couple of reports right off the bat here that I would encourage people to take a look at to ease those retirement fears. And that is the Compass Retirement Report and the Social Security Report. So reach out to us, give us a call, text us 501-225-9045. We'll be happy to schedule that and get that to you. Another idea or mistake that people make is relocating without a plan. In other words, rushing to a dream location can lead to disappointment, high cost, and regret. So test the waters by renting first. Why am I bringing that up? The reason I'm talking about this is I have a client, very, very good client, that is going through this as we speak. It's a young guy that just decided to move to Florida and get out of Arkansas and go enjoy the beach. Got plenty of money, but here's the thing he really didn't plan on, and that is the price of homes in Florida versus the price in Arkansas. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
A big yeah. difference.
Especially if you're anywhere close to the water.
That's right? Exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. The closer you are to water, the price goes up. So now, you know, there's a dilemma. Do we pay cash for that? Do we finance it? You know, how do we make that work? So that's just one of many things that can be surprising. And, you know, so if you relocate without a financial plan, you know, and you rush into a dream location, it really can lead to some situations that make money tight for you, or at least tighter than what you were expecting.
Yeah.
Plus, and the cost of living is much higher in some places.
Yeah, true, true. And you have to look at even more than the cost is like, what do you think of the area? In other words, maybe you vacation there. Oh, we go there once a week, every year for vacation. Love it. And that's where we want to live when we retire. Okay. Once a week out of a year, have you been there during other seasons? Have you lived there for, you know, a month at a time and talk to people in the neighborhood where you're going to move? There are a lot of things you should probably do before relocating to a completely new state, new area. Even if you vacationed there, vacationing doesn't count because where you stay and go as a tourist are going to be very different than where you stay and go as a resident.
You're right. And it's just a whole different feel, you know. But I think people, like you said, they have the mindset that it's going to feel just like a vacation every day.
Yeah. And that is a scary mistake that people make is relocating without a plan, especially a financial plan, though. You're right. And you have to look at not just the cost of the house. Okay, my mortgage will be, oh, it's only going to be this much more. What about property taxes? You might be moving to a state. There's no state taxes in Florida. Okay, what are your property taxes going to be? Oh, you're 2 minutes from the ocean. Okay. Your property tax might be a little higher.
It might offset that.
By quite a bit, it might. So you have to be prepared.
Here's another thing I think people forget about too before they move to their dream location is they may not be used to all the tourists in the area.
Yes.
Certainly during, you know, high travel times of the year.
Yeah.
And they may not have planned for that. And they may just be like, oh, my God, the traffic is way worse than I remember. The bottom line of this is we recommend people go and stay for a couple of weeks at least in an area before you just lock, stock and barrel move somewhere without really getting the feel for what it's like. It's just a whole different scenario if you're there on vacation.
Yeah. Okay. So that's relocating without a plan. Avoid that mistake. What's another scary mistake that we should avoid when planning for retirement?
Yeah. You know, falling for scams. Those are all out there on TV, you know, social media. They're texting. I mean, they're literally everywhere. And retirees, of course, are very common targets for offers that promise big returns or quick money or research and professional guidance are the key to not falling for these things. And there's usually websites that the states will put out of scams to avoid or to be on the lookout for. People that come in our office, we have a list of local scams and national scams that people need to be certainly be aware of. We've had some really good friends get caught by a scam just recently, and they sounded so real. Everything sounded real, and even a member of their family voice sounded just like the member of the family they were using for the scam. Oh. And so they just fell all the way in, and it was a real mess, and you don't get that money back most of the time.
Right.
So another mistake is planning to work forever. Many expect to retire late, but health or layoffs can cut careers shorter than what you had planned for. And definitely saving early makes work optional, but not essential. So those are things you want to really be on the lookout for and not be subject to, you know, having to work because if your health deteriorates, or heaven forbid, you get laid off, because there's a lot of those going on as well. Another case for saving early and saving as much as you possibly can.
Yeah. Save then, early, save often, right?
Save early, save often, and save a lot.
Right.
And then one is procrastination. This is a mistake. Procrastination and claiming Social Security too soon. There again is a reason to get our Social Security report, because it will address that and tell you when is the optimum time to start Social Security. But, you know, waiting to save dramatically raises the cost of procrastination, while claiming benefits at 62. Again, 62 is the first opportunity you can start drawing Social Security, but it cuts lifetime income. So patience and planning can help turn tricks into treats financially. So again, you really need to know when the best time for you to take it is. Now, I will say this, we can run the reports for you, but if it's somebody that's, you know, in not the best health, or they don't have longevity in their family, things of that nature, a lot of this doesn't matter in that situation. You want to just go ahead and grab Social Security when you can, unless you're married and you want to leave more to your spouse, because then delaying it will also benefit how much they get.
That's true. So you've got to really make sure that you do it right and are working with a trusted financial services professional like yourself, Gary, because this is something you've helped people, all your clients and people you meet with out for a long time. You've helped them out with this.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to point out, I'll mention this again during the show, but there is a really nice digital magazine that is out, and it's called Financial Home Makeover. It's unreal. I just came across this. It's with one of the companies, Tony, that we work with, and it's called Renovate and Reinforce Your Financial Life. And it's a 40-page magazine that has literally every scenario that you could face in retirement. And it tells you the things you need to do to improve that situation. And on the digital issue of the magazine, it even provides links. There's at least two links in every chapter that you can click on, and it'll take you straight to the solution of how to avoid those problems. It's right. Really, really cool. It's a very nice, very nicely done magazine. I encourage people to reach out to us, and we'll be happy to send you the link so you can get the digital copy. If you want a hard copy, we'll be happy to mail that to you as well. And one other thing we're offering is it's called Empowering Your Finances, and it's 20 life events to discuss with your financial professional. And really, really good. There's quite a few on there. And I have to admit, I mean, you know, I do this for a living, and there were a couple on there. I'm like, wow, I hadn't thought about that. So it's a two-page white paper. Reach out to us, say, hey, email that to us, and we'll email you that report, because it's things that if you're working with a financial professional that you need to ask them, that will make sure that you're where you need to be. If you're looking for a financial advisor, we would be more than happy to help you, and we will address these 20 things with you as well. But it's talking about, you know, caring for aging parents, what to do in market changes. Can we charitably give? Loss of a family member, inheritance, retirement, Social Security, marriage, RMDs. You know, we have a lot of people that need help with their RMDs. All of these type of things are there. So again, that's a two-page white paper. Definitely get that. And these are available for anybody that wants them. You can call or text 501-225-9045, or you can go to our website, apwealthmanagement.com. You know, Tony, we just had that completely redone by Luson Media, and our website is really, really nice. So we encourage people to go there, and you can request all these things from our website as well.
Yeah, I think that's great that you offer that for our listeners, Gary. Take advantage of this, listeners. Give Gary a call. Get those documents and those articles and read up on this, and even set up a no-charge, no-obligation consultation. And that way, you can get your own plan in place. Gary, you mentioned you can run the Compass report for people, the Social Security maximization report. And those are two of the big things that people make mistakes that you've been talking about today on the show. You want to avoid spooky retirement mistakes. And one of the big ones is, you know, filing at the wrong time for Social Security. That right. maximization mm-hmm. report will help take care of that. You don't want to be, you got to look at your asset allocation. That's why you run the Compass report. You got to look at your sure. risk tolerance. And that's another big one too, taking on too much risk, isn't it? That's a yes. big mistake that a lot of new retirees make, or yes. pre-retirees, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we actually have on our website a tab, it's called My Score, that you can click on, and you take this little interactive 11 question test, if you will. There's no right or wrong answers, but you just answer those questions, and immediately it will tell you what your risk score is between 0 and 100, and you'll know. And you need to know that. Again, when you're talking to your financial advisor, or if you don't have one and you're trying to manage it yourself, you still need to know what your risk tolerance is, how much risk is okay for how we feel about investing. And that's the very first thing we do when people come in, is we want to get that number generated so we can, you know, better and accurately recommend the proper investments with regard to risk. And so big thing there. And you can just go to our website, apwealthmanagement.com, click on it, and then take that little quiz, and you'll know your score very, very shortly. So definitely encourage that. So in our next segment, we're going to be talking about just real quickly a few things, some of the retirement mistakes that you might regret forever. And here's a big one, because I do see this a lot, and it's borrowing from your 401k. It's easy to do. It's convenient. They make it super easy, and it's more convenient than going to the bank and trying to qualify for a loan. I get all that, and it really is. But taking a loan can halt the contributions. It sacrifices employer matches and risk heavy taxes and penalties if you leave your job early. I have people come in, Tony, all the time, and they bring in their 401k statement, which is one of the most important things that we need to start looking at. And we'll come in there, and sure enough, I'll look on there, and they've got a loan against their 401k. And let's say it's a $500,000 401k, and let's say they have a $100,000 loan that they needed for a new car, to put their kids through college, or what have you. So you're paying interest on that. It's reducing the value of your 401k. But here's the deal. If you retire, or when you retire or leave the job, and you roll that out, typically what they're going to do is eliminate the loan on the 401k. And that may sound attractive, but guess what you get? You get a 1099 that you've got to pay tax, full tax, on the amount of the loan. So if you're not aware of that, you're thinking, oh, that's going to wipe out my loan. It is, but you're going to be stuck with a lot more tax than you might have planned for. So that's another big one. Don't take loans out on your 401k unless you absolutely, you know, it's necessary to do so. Another big one is decluttering. Sometimes you can declutter too much, like tossing important documents like tax returns or home improvement records or retirement account statements. You know, those things can lead to audits, higher taxes, or even legal trouble down the road. So you want to make sure that you keep the necessary requirements. And Tony, one of the things that we like to mention at this point is people that work with us, clients of us, have something on our website called Generational Vault. And I mean, it takes a lot of this particular mistake, decluttering. It removes that from your concern, because you're storing it all online in a, you know, encrypted cloud-based storage account. And it's right on our website. and we'll give you a temporary login, and then you go and change it to whatever, you know, you want it to be. And you can keep your bank statements, your investment statements, your IRAs, your 401k statements, wills, trusts, power of attorneys. There's even unlimited family photo storage on this. And so that way you don't have to worry about tossing documents that you didn't mean to toss because you've got it stored digitally online. So that's called the generational vault. People need to come see us. Really enjoy having that.
Oh yeah. My wife and I use the generational vault all the time. We yep. check the status of our accounts. We put things in there for our family that they can access if something happens to us, our passwords, and it's 32-bit encrypted. So it's safe. I really think that's important.
What is your password, Tony?
You know what, Gary, that's not, we're not going to talk about that on the show.
Okay. All right. I tried.
After the show, I'll let you guess.
Okay, gotcha. I was totally joking. But another big mistake is putting kids first. In other words, paying and providing tuition, college or weddings and all that, and doing that ahead of planning for your future through your 401k or 529 plans or things of that nature. You want to make sure you take care of yourself and your retirement first before you start putting your kids' cost ahead of yours. Another big one is timeshares. You know, those things are all over the place, and I hear a lot of ads of how you can get out of them, but yeah, don't do a timeshare. A bigger mistake is ignoring long-term care planning. And I've talked about this before on the radio and my TV segment on Channel 7, how important it is. People think the government pays for this, and it doesn't. It'll pay for the first 90 days. And then, you know, after that, you're on your own and you can deplete your money, your retirement 401k. You can deplete that rapidly in a long-term care facility. And we're talking about long-term care. We're talking about assisted living, memory care. We're talking about in-home support. Those risks can be mitigated very easily by just leveraging some of your assets, not spending your assets. We can show people how that works very quickly. There's no charge to come in and get us to help you with that. So give us a call, 501-225-9045, or text us and say, hey, I remember Gary mentioning something about mitigating the long-term care risk and cost by just doing some leverage, and we'll be happy to get that for you.
Yeah, long-term care, you know, both my parents in long-term care. $11,000 a month is my mom's bill each month.
Yeah, my mother
crazy.
Passed away 3 years ago, and hers was $9,500 a month then.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can blow through some money pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
There's no sense in doing that. I mean, we have a lot of wealthier clients as well, and even they are doing this leveraging program that we have because even though they can afford it, why spend down their estate when they can simply leverage it and have somebody else pay that for them? Really, really good good plan involving insurance, but you don't make premium payments the rest of your life like you do with long-term care insurance. We do not offer long-term care insurance. I'm not against it. We just don't offer it because you're just paying premiums the rest of your life, whether you use it or not. With this plan, it's a very short premium payment period, and then you've got the coverage that you need for life. It builds up cash to the point where you could eventually get all your money back if you drop the plan. We've seen that happen many times. And so really, really slick way to do it. And there's tax advantages also. The next thing is to neglect estate planning. We're very fortunate. We have an estate planning attorney here in our office, and he can do wills, trust. He can update wills and trust. Look at beneficiaries, power of attorneys, all those things. And then we can work together as the financial advisor that we are, work with the attorney and make sure the whole package is really set up nicely and they complement one another for your, you know, for your financial future. So he does not charge to take a look at what you've got. So if you've got wills and trust and maybe you haven't amended them in a few years, let him come take a look. There's no charge to look at. He'll tell you if there's some statutory changes that you might want to be aware of and that kind of thing. So I encourage people to do that. And then inflation, I think, is probably the other big one. You know, it's a, it sort of sneaks up on you. And sometimes people, I just said this Monday morning on my TV show about how people ignore inflation, and they come in to see me and they got this big pile of cash sitting there, not really earning much. And, you know, inflation has gone down here lately. It's much lower, but still, you know, it's hard to keep up with inflation if you just got it parked in cash. So that there are investment portfolios out there that we offer, and I'm sure others do as well, that can get you some growth and get you some higher interest rates without taking too much risk. You know, that's the key. Usually it's take more risk, get better returns, but a lot of people don't want to take that risk. And so we have some plans that you can make money in an up or a down market. Very, very nice plans. We encourage people to reach out to us to let us show you those as well. Those have been averaging anywhere from 6 to 12% a year. It's not guaranteed. You could make 0%, or you could lose money, or you could make more than that. But at the same time, it really mitigates the risk on those type of instruments.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to reach out to us. 501-225-9045. Call or text that. Go to our website, our newly designed website, apwealthmanagement.com, and request a consultation. You can get the Financial Home Makeover magazine that we were just talking about. It's really, really nice. It has the links in the magazine of where you can click on to get help in all these different areas. Another one is our 20 life events to discuss with your financial professional. White sheet, it's 2 pages. 20 things that you really need to talk to your financial professional about. We encourage people to do that. We'll be happy to send that to you. And you don't have to schedule an appointment to get that. We would just love to send that to anybody that wants it. But again, we do encourage you to find a good financial advisor that you feel comfortable with, that you can work with. Make sure they're a fiduciary so that they're required to put your legal interest ahead of theirs. That's important. And, you know, just make sure, just with a little bit of planning, Tony, you know, these people can really not have the worry and the fright and the spookiness of Halloween coming up. They can make sure and be very comfortable, you know, and assured that their retirement is going to be on track.
Exactly. Well, and I think it's been a great show talking about some of these mistakes to avoid, scary mistakes to avoid in retirement planning and in retirement. And there are so many. The list goes on and on. But I think the biggest one is what you just addressed, and that is don't make the mistake of not getting the help you need and expert advice. Work with a trusted financial services professional. And if you don't have one, or you want a second opinion, or you like what Gary's talked about today, reach out to Gary. Gary, one more time before we go, let our listeners know that phone number and web address where they can get a hold of you.
Sure. The web address is apwealthmanagement.com, apwealthmanagement.com. And our phone number that you can call or text is 501-225-9045. Give us a call, text us. We'd love to hear from you. And Tony, I really appreciate you being here again today.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Talk with our host, Gary Garrison.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Gary Garrison at Asset Protection Wealth Management. Call 501-225-9045 or visit the website at apwealthmanagement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, an Arkansas registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered through Asset Protection Group, LLC. Asset Protection Group, LLC, and Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, are affiliated companies. Asset Protection Group, LLC, Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, and Gary Garrison are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.